continuing high school football coverage on KNIA, joined by head Indianola football coach Eric Kluver. Indianola falls to Pella 24-22. And coach, a first half I think you'd like back, but a second half that showed the fight of Indianola, and it came down to just a couple plays.
Yeah, the better team won tonight. You know, they came out, they executed early. We were flat, you know, and we did that at Urbandale, and we've talked about it. And I guess we got to learn the hard way, you know, that when you let good football teams around and have explosive plays, and then you don't execute yourself offensively, this is the outcome. So we got what we deserved.
Well, it's been a long time, but the big plays have really hurt Indianola. I know that's something you've been harping on the last couple of years, but 51, 70, and 80 yards today, 85 yards, all from one player, and he's a great player, but you know, your defense just can't give those up.
No, we can't, and we got to tackle better. We got to leverage the ball better. You know, I will give them, they ran a sprint draw that we hadn't seen, and I understand that, but there were some where we just flat out didn't tackle, and I thought they played much harder than us. And, you know, then we come out of half and we wake up, we get the turnover right away on special teams and punch it in, and just failed to execute in very critical situations tonight, which was the difference in the ballgame.
Trailing 12-0 at half, looking at the numbers, it didn't feel like that, but Indianola just couldn't capitalize. Jake Pontier at halftime, I had him for 84 yards on 16 carries. That's over 5 yards a carry, just unable to finish those drives.
Yeah, we. I thought we ran the ball well. You know, we just didn't finish drives, and give credit to Pella for getting stops. And they made more plays tonight. And, you know, it's unfortunate because, you know, we got a really good football team, but we also got to learn a little bit of maturity and how to come out and play every single night. We can't be up and down, because this is what you get with up and down, highs and lows. You got to be consistent. You've heard me say that word year after year after year, and we're just not consistent right now. And we got to get better as a staff. You know, this isn't all on the guys. There was plenty of mistakes coaching wise tonight, and then our guys got to come out and play. We saw in the second half when we came out and we were playing with some energy and some fire. Really good football team. We can play our style of football, but once again, we gotta play for 48 minutes. We can't just pick and choose when we want to play.
Well, I know falling behind at the beginning of the season was a big concern. Are we going to be able to come back in a situation? And I thought Asher Brick really answered the call. 3 touchdown passes in that fourth quarter, or 3 touchdowns scored in the fourth quarter, 2 of them to Parker Kaufman, who seemed to have a real rapport with Asher here tonight.
Yeah, we have confidence in Asher. We have confidence in our receivers. And, you know, we kind of mix and match, and we just don't have one guy that we go to. So they're all capable. They made some plays to give us a chance. You know, the 2-point conversion broke down, and, you know, we're open. We just didn't have enough juice on that ball to get there in time. And a defensive player made a play. So, proud of our effort in the second half, but boy, we got to figure this out, because we're going to play a lot of really good football teams this year.
Well, I know, again, kind of in this second half of the game, how much was the guys kind of fighting? You ran the same, I don't want to know if it was the same exact play, but it was Jake Pontier to the right side, basically 6, 7, 8 times in a row on that one drive that finishes with a touchdown. How big was that from your guys just to be able to see that and kind of prove to themselves that, hey, we can do this as long as we, like you said, stay consistent?
Yeah, if you just, you know, control the line of scrimmage, and that's what we're capable of. But yeah, a lot of the same plays. You know, I was in Coach Curtis's ear, offensive coordinator. Hey, it's not broke. You know, if it's not broke, then don't try to fix it right there. You know, keep running the same play. We mixed up zone. We mixed up power. We mixed up lead. But it was all to Jake, and because we have a lot of trust in Jake, and so. He had a heck of a game. I'm really proud of Jake. I just wish we would have, you know, had more of a supporting cast tonight.
Well, and then special teams. I thought Andrew DeWall in the punt game tonight, when forced to punt, he's a great punter, really flipped the field a couple of times. And Aiden Keller, when called upon, gave your team a chance. And I know that's something you always preached, is good special teams. And I really think Indianola won the special teams battle tonight.
Yeah. We did. I thought we played pretty well on specials, and that's always something that we stress. So just a tough game. There's so much that went on in that second half and opportunities that we missed out on. So credit to Pella, credit to Coach McKinstry, you know, in his final year, he's done such a tremendous job, and Hall of Fame coach. And they really outcoached us in the first half, and then we got our guys going and made it a game. But hats off to Pella.
Homecoming week next week against a Carlisle team that's had your number the last couple of years, and even last year they did not have a great season, and their signature win was at home versus Indianola. How do you want to approach this next week against the Wildcats?
It's how we're going to respond to this, you know, some adversity. You know, we lose for the first time this year. We're not happy with how we played and in our execution, and maybe you know, our lack of energy. So how are we going to respond? We're going to have a week of a lot of different activities that all can be good if we manage it in a positive way.
Thank you very much for joining us, Coach. Really appreciate it, and we'll see you Thursday for pregame. We'll have more after this on 94.3 KNIA. Continue postgame and wrap things up after this.